Yeah, the Lord will provide.
Yeah, I'm actually, nobody told me about that. I'm assuming the Lord will provide. So, Albert told me last 2 weeks ago that I will be preaching this coming Wednesday. And in fact, the day he told me, I told him, no, I won't do that. No, so he said, yeah, we will do it. And I said, so how am I going to do that? So he didn't tell me anything again. Then that day too was Sister's Day. So when Sabrina was preaching, in fact, I did not listen to what she is telling us. So I sat and said, okay, let me also write my preaching. Next time it will be my turn. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So that within my time, my topic is, what are you doing for the Lord?
Amen.
Amen.
What are you doing for the Lord? Shall we open to Colossians 2, verse 32?
Colossians 2,
verse 32. Colossians chapter 2, verse 32.
It has
22.
22.
Colossians chapter 2, verse 22, right?
Yeah. Galatians.
Colossians.
Colossians 2, 22.
Yeah.
Okay.
These are all destined to perish with us. These are all destined to perish with use because they are based on human commands and teaching. Such regulation indeed have an appearance of wisdom with their self imposed.
It's Galatians, I think, eh?
No, Colossians.
Colossians 3. Oh, Colossians 3.
Oh. 3. Yeah, verse
22. Oh. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, sorry. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, right?
Yeah.
And do it. Not only when their eyes is on you and to win their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Yeah. When we read about this, the scripture is telling us that we should do the work of the Lord with all our heart and with all our mind. I'm saying that if you are doing the work of the Lord, you shouldn't
like you have a quarrel with someone or fight.
Amen.
Amen.
So maybe sharing the word translation is very, very tough. So and this Colossians is telling us that when we are doing the work of the Lord, we should not depend on somebody, or this guy is not doing it, so me too, I'm not doing it, and I'm not going to do it. And I ask myself, what are the works of the Lord? Maybe if you are a church member or you are in church, which kind of things that if you do, you just say, oh, this one there, I'm doing it for the Lord. Is it singing or dancing or preaching the word of God or telling some people about the word of God? So I just told myself, all these things can be part of it, but there are small things too, and people are not accepting it as the Lord and the work of God. So I just told myself, so what are the things that if somebody does maybe preaching, clapping and doing all those things, and all those things too, is part of the work of the Lord, but there are more to do it. And I asked myself, and one answer came to my mind, and I said, so maybe helping your brother and sister in some situation is to that is considered as word of God, the work of the Lord. Sweeping in church room, helping the kingdom and the word, helping like to say, helping the things that is needed to be equipment, like helping maybe the church needs something, or communal labor. Communal labor, like as we just came here, everybody was sweeping somewhere, arranging the chairs and those kind of things. That is, it's considered as the work of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So the work of the Lord doesn't mean just singing or coming here preaching, telling your neighbors or telling how God is, or bringing people to God's house and those kind of things, but physically working with your strength and with all your heart is all considered as the word of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Shall we open to Ecclesiastes 9:10?
Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, no wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. So this Ecclesiastes is telling us that when we are doing something for the Lord, we should do it with all our mind and with all our heart. Maybe if somebody is maybe doing the work of the Lord, he thinks about, my brother is not doing it, so what am I doing it? And why am I doing this? Yeah, as I said it, somebody is doing it, so I won't do it. No, this one, those people come and do it. In Ghana, we used to, when we go to convention, you see, all the youth will be participating the work of the Lord. You see, people are interested in the work of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
But here, when you come, you don't see those things. When you call, maybe tomorrow we are going to clean up the environment here, entire environment. You see, everybody will say, I'm going to work, I'm going to work, I'm going to work, I'm going to work, I'm going to... They have to use work as a...
excuse.
They have to use work as a excuse, but the kingdom of God is very, very important than your work.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
The kingdom of God is very, very important than your work. We have to help ourselves, help the kingdom of God to grow very well. Maybe, for example, if you go to work, you go and do maybe school marketing. But here, when maybe Ruth tell me that I should go and do the, sorry to say, the basic, in fact, I will not be happy with Ruth. In fact, I will not be happy, I will say, But if I am a girl, you have to do the VC. But at my workplace, I would do the VC and mop the, do everything. But here, maybe if the after church, maybe they should mop here. You see, all the boys will go and stand outside, and the girls will be doing the mopping. But we have to do it with all our hearts. It doesn't matter whether you are a girl, whether you are a boy, whether you are everything. We have to do it. Amen.
Amen.
We have to do the work of the Lord. The work of God is very, very, very important. And shall we read Ephesians 6, verse 7?
Ephesians 6, verse 7. Yeah. With good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men. With good will doing service as the Lord and not to men.
Amen. This is telling us that when we do the work of the Lord, we are doing it for the Lord, not for men. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And as I'm saying, when we do the work of the Lord, some people will be thinking, by this thing, we are doing it for church assembly, we are doing it for PI, we are doing it for this and so, so, and so. So, yeah, it's not very, very, it's not important that I'm doing it for, maybe, if you should say, all of us sitting here, we should go to Central and go arrange the chairs or go and take all the chairs and bring it back here. None of us will be happy with that. Am I lying? Am I lying? None of us will do it. Everybody will say, but Central people are there. They have to do this themselves. They have to do it. But actually, it's not like that. It's for the church. We are all part of the church. And we should help the church grow well, not thinking about this will do it, that boy will do it, this. All of those things doesn't help the kingdom of God. We could see when we go way back to the book of the prophets who have gone who have passed away, maybe Ezekiel, Moses, and Jeremiah, and those kind of things. Yeah, they were trying to do. They did their best. That's why their names in the Bible. You could see Moses, and Joseph, David, all of those. Even David was a young guy when he started his ministry, preaching, going to the house of the Lord, and Samuel, all those people, they served the Lord for a long time. And the Lord said, if you serve him, or if you do his what, the Lord said, if you do what he has commanded you to do, he will do yours for you. Amen.
Yes.
He will do yours for you. Yeah, like, if you serve the Lord well, helping and doing all those that is needed to be done, the Lord Almighty will help you. Maybe, I, for instance, I don't pray much a lot. I don't pray, like, yeah. Even when I get up and those kind of things, sometimes I don't pray a lot. That's the truth. I don't pray. So mine is okay. If I don't pray, then I should do something that the Lord will protect me from those things. So I said to myself, okay, if I don't pray a lot, then I have to help the Lord. I have to do the strength the Lord will give me the next morning or the next day. I have to do it, for the Lord Almighty God should help me. Amen.
Amen.
So, yeah, I like doing the work of the Lord too. I hope you too, from nowadays, you encourage yourself and do the work of the Lord, because the work of the Lord is very, very, very important.
Amen.
And me as the same guy too. Even school, if you are there and you are sitting there, I won't come and tell you, do you know Jesus or do you know this. But if you bring it, I'll show you that I know Jesus more than you. Amen.
Amen.
But if you are sitting there, I will not come and tell you, do you know Jesus, do you know this. But if you bring it, I'll tell you I know Jesus. And I will quote you from the Bible in this sense that, yes, if you read here, if you read Matthew, if you read this, you see there, and you say, oh, so this guy knows the record. So this guy knows much about God. But this even, I want to encourage myself, the Lord should give me that strength that maybe somebody is there, or proclaim His word towards people, not for me to wait for somebody to come and tell me that, do I know God or those kind of things. Amen.
Amen.
And our last reading will be taken from Second Thessalonians, 3:12.
Second Thessalonians 3:11.
Three, verse 12.
Now then, that as such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that which quietness they work and eat their own bread. Amen.
Amen. So, this is telling us that if we do all those things that have been said, the Lord Jesus will help us and will guide us in all our lives, and we will be not harmed and we will be not consumed by the devil. Amen.
Amen.
So basically, as our MC said, we are not going to waste much of the time because the time we used it to clean here and those things. So all our time is passed away. Amen. So, as I'm bringing my message to an end, I want to encourage you that from today onwards, help and use all your strength, your whole heart, for doing the work of the Lord. Because I think the work of the Lord is not about preaching or singing or doing some things for everybody to see that, oh, this boy is participating, but your hard labor and your service is the most important. Do all things with your whole strength and with all your mind. Do it and the Lord will bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.